This recording,
St. Vincent and the Grenadines,
1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That era was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gives Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itching goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so I am from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which consists of 32 islands and keys. It is dubbed the Caribbean that you're looking for. St. Vincent being the mainland, and we also have some other beautiful islands, Bekwe, Mustique. St. Vincent is the home of the unique festival, Nine Mornings. It is a Christmas festival which is celebrated 9 mornings before Christmas. So normally in the early mornings from about 4 o'clock, you would have street parties, singing, festive children playing games, and so forth. St. Vincent is also home to the Garifuna people. A set of people who were once banished from the islands, who later moved to the island of Baliso and then further into Belize. The official language is, of course, Garifuna. There's traditional dance such as the punta and so forth. So it is indeed a unique island.